Other big medical story we learned about over the weekend. On Friday, the Obama administration declared a state of emergency, calling the H1N1 influenza outbreak constituted a national emergency. Dr. Peter Hotez joins us now. He's a distinguished research professor and chair of the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Tropical Medicine at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He joins us from Bethesda. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, it seemed curious to me the timing of this declaration of emergency, right as the reports were surfacing that there was a serious shortfall in the amount of H1N1 vaccine. Apparently, instead of 13 million, more like 3 million, or 120 million, more like 13 million doses were available on the schedule that we had been promised. Do you think there's anything curious about the timing there?
No, I think the two are unrelated. I think, you know, the way to think about this emergency declaration is, I think it was reported in the Washington Post a couple of days ago, that this is like getting the snow plows and the salt ready in case of a winter storm. It's to just optimize flexibility for hospitals to provide triage, to provide makeshift off-site units such as at armories or tents if necessary, and to possibly waive some privacy rules. So this is I would think about this as a kind of an administrative mechanism to make things easier. That doesn't mean that the problem with vaccine is not real. It's just that those two events are not related.
All right, then let me just ask an epidemiological question. If there is a delay in getting vaccine, doesn't a declaration of national emergency, for all the sort of administrative advantages it grants to healthcare providers, doesn't it increase the demand, in a sense, complicate the shortfall because more people are going to want to stand in these lines, more people are going to get a little bit desperate thinking that it's an emergency, and if they're not well informed, it's going to create a worse situation?
Well, possibly, but you know, I think the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration have been very consistent with, and the Health and Human Services have been very consistent with, who should get vaccinated. I mean, there's a cohort of 159 million people that need to get vaccinated first and foremost, starting with pregnant women, parents of infants less than 6 months of age, children and young adults between 6 months and 24 years, and then, of course, people who are immunocompromised for whatever reason, whether it's medicines they're on, et cetera. I mean, the problem that we're really facing is we have what I like to call the perfect storm that has created shortfalls in vaccines. And one of the issues is most of our vaccines, let's face it, is made offshore. So we don't make them in the country.
Well, that plus the technology comes from many decades ago. Explain how you need a lot of eggs to make a lot of vaccine, and that there's really no way to hurry that process up.
Well, so the technology was developed at the first part of the 20th century, so it really is an ancient technology. Literally, what you do is take embryonated eggs and you inoculate them with virus, and what you hope and expect is that the virus will grow in eggs, and it usually does. The problem is sometimes the yield, the amount of virus you can get out of an egg, is more or less depending on this, on the particular strain of viruses. So in the past, where you might get 3 or 4 doses of influenza vaccine out of a single egg, now you'll get maybe a 1.5 dose for this particular strain.
And it's my understanding that if you try to increase the yield, you run the risk of actually making virus powerful enough to give people the flu, right?
Well, not so much that. I mean, the strain is carefully attenuated. I mean, there are ways you can extend the amount of virus you use, and this is what they're doing in Canada and also in Europe, which they're adding what's called an adjuvant to the vaccine so they can use less of the virus and create the same type of immune response. And so we made an executive decision in this country not to go with adjuvanted vaccine.
All right, and we're living the consequences of it. Well, it's interesting stuff. Dr. Peter Hotez is a distinguished research professor and chair of the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Tropical Medicine at George Washington University, talking about the implications of President Obama declared national emergency regarding H1N1 influenza. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.